I also used a little bit of the Lent Events prayer, so you've already heard the end of mine. But I thought it was very poignant. Is that the right word? So good to hear it again.
Yes, please use it again.
To our dear Holy Father, who art in heaven, thank you, Lord, for this day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, for all its morning chill and daytime warmth, for that strange sensation that something new is happening we get from a change in the air. You know, we know what to expect with the weather, at least. But as we head towards the cross with you, Jesus, we know there is a deeper change coming that begins today with crowds and donkeys and palm leaves. We can sense the season is changing. We can see the telltale signs. We aren't sure we will ever fully grasp the magnitude of the changes you are bringing, Big Brother, either then, now, or for the future. Lord God, please forgive us for our falterings when, in your good wisdom, our neat plans suddenly go off script. Lord, we are sorry we're never very good at just rolling with it or very gracious about understanding why things don't happen in the order we'd like them to. It's a bit scary for us not to be in control of things, and you know that. Please help us to trust that you have this, Lord, and to listen to Jesus when he says everything is working for our good. Thank you for all the times you have let each of us know that you love us, and despite the challenges and the changes, you are with us, and your peace will stay with us. Please help us let tomorrow worry for itself and be present with you today, dear Jesus. Palm Sunday is great, and we're happy, and we will enjoy laughing with the crowds and waving our palm fronds as we sing. Father God, we know there is so much anxiety over the current state of the world in this room, let alone across the rest of the world. Please show us, as Christians, how we can practically be your Easter message of life and hope in these strangest of times we find ourselves in. Please help us look out for one another, and please show us who we can pray for and who we can support in our neighborhoods and communities. It's so frustrating to see our political leaders are refusing to learn from the past's mistakes. Please bless all those working for the common good on the front lines of conflicts, and please protect and keep our families overseas safe from all harm. Thank you, Jesus. For hands that draw clean water, nurture health, and kindle learning, for wisdom, resilience, and unyielding love, we are grateful, Lord. Bless our family around Australia who give, pray, and advocate. May all of our efforts weave compassion into living action. Strengthen us to walk together in justice and partnership, living out the promise of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, now and forever. Amen. And now we say the Lord's Prayer as he taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us in the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.